USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House on Wednesday. The two leaders participating later in the day in meetings and holding a joint press conference. I'm sure one of the topics being discussed will be the USMCA deal, the new trade agreement that replaced NAFTA last week. During a coronavirus task force briefing held at the Department of Education on Wednesday, Centers for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield reminds everyone,
what is not the intent of CDC's guidelines is to be used as a rationale to keep schools closed. We're prepared to work with each school, each jurisdiction, to help them use the different strategies that we propose that help do this safely, so they come up with the optimal strategy for those schools.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an eternal optimist. So I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side, suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
A key witness during President Trump's impeachment proceedings is retiring from the U.S. Army. Without proof, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman says his future will be forever limited because of retaliation from President Trump and his allies. Vindman served in the military for over 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as schools continue to decide how they're going to reopen, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city has a plan they're hoping to put forward.
When we know that health and safety means social distancing, therefore we have to use a lot more space for fewer kids, it makes very clear the approach we will use is blended learning. And blended learning simply means at some points in the week, you're learning in person in the classroom. At other points in the week, you're learning remotely. And we all know remote learning is not perfect, but we've also seen a lot of kids benefit greatly from it.
The Republican National Convention has some changes in store, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has that story.
The Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida this August will include daily coronavirus tests and temperature checks for all attendees. President Trump will be accepting the Republican nomination at an arena that holds 15,000 people despite concerns about the spread of the virus in enclosed spaces and the recent spike in cases in several states, including Florida. The venue for the president's speech was relocated to Jacksonville in June after disagreements over how to host the event derailed plans to have it in North Carolina. The official business of the convention is still set to take place in Charlotte.
And for more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.